drill in? Yeah?
Yep.
Just the same thing there?
Yep.
Hi, I'm Lindsey Buckingham. The Mirage album is finished, and so are the videos, and so are we. We'd love to have you take a look, so watch for the world premiere on MTV.
Sorry, one more time.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I like the so are we, but put that in.
No, I'll leave it
overture.
Out. Overture. Hi, I'm Lindsey Buckingham. The Mirage album is finally finished, and so are the videos. We'd love to have you take a look, so watch for the world premiere on MTV.
Good.
Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Fleetwood Mac, Day 13. Talking about their 13th studio album called Mirage. Came out in June of 1982. Very different from Tusk. You know, this would have made more sense. This album arguably would have made more sense as a follow-up to Rumors. At the same time, I'm a much bigger fan of Tusk overall. Although I do like quite a bit about Mirage, which we will, you know, we'll get into that. But you know, they took like a year and a half off, or over a year off after the Tusk tour. They moved to France. They went over to France to record the next album. By the time they're making Mirage, Lindsey and Stevie have both put out solo albums. Actually, Stevie's got a hit solo career going. Belladonna, which came out in 81, was a number one album. Lindsey's solo album, Law and Order, was a failure. And honestly, as much as I love Lindsey's work on Tusk, I don't like a whole lot about his first solo album, Law & Order. But yeah, so Stevie has gone off and made herself a huge star in her own right with her own big hit solo album, Belladonna. So that's interesting. That's an interesting addition to the dynamic, is now Stevie on her own without the band is a huge success. So that's interesting. But they come back together to make another album. Now it's 1982. I mean, the difference between 77, when Rumors came out, and 82, it's like a whole different world. It's like a whole different landscape, you know? And they've got Tusk in between. And so, you know, this is 5 years removed from Rumors, and it's almost like they have to make a comeback, really. I mean, they've got some guaranteed success still. They're still definitely riding the wave of the 70s. So I don't know how much pressure they really felt. I don't think they did feel pressure. I don't think Lindsey cared a whole lot. Stevie's got her solo career. But, you know, this album spent 5 weeks at number two, sold a couple million. So similar kind of success level as Tusk. Yeah, I don't know where all their heads were at. I don't think Stevie... Obviously, she contributes a hit song here, but she doesn't make a huge contribution. Lindsey's in his own world. He's making great music, but it's not really as commercial as probably any of them would have hoped. So, yeah, I guess you get a feeling here that this band's not going to last. But yeah, let's hear what we get. You know, this is co-produced. This album's co-produced by Lindsey and Richard Dashett, just like Tusk was. The album opens, Mirage opens, with a song from Christine called Love in Store. The drum beat is kind of a march, this incessantly steady beat, which kind of gets on my nerves. Overall, this is kind of a mediocre song. The Never Take Your Love Away part is a decent hook, but all things considered, I don't really like listening to this song. I don't really like this song that much. And it's the opening track. If I had, you know, placing myself in 1982, if I was a fan coming into this, a huge... huge disappointment to hear the album open with this song. You look at me and I just melt. I'm scared of feeling that way. Scared of feeling that way. I can't find it anymore. Since you've been around. All right, second song on the album is an amazingly catchy song from Lindsey Buckingham called Can't Go Back. Brilliantly constructed, I think this is pop perfection. Less than 3 minutes long, just a blast. Just really great. Love it. Lindsey's a genius. Third song on the album, a song from Stevie Nicks called That's All Right. A very country-influenced song. Kind of a bluegrass ballad with pop production. Like a Gene Clark style. If you're familiar with Gene Clark, his post-Birds output, this kind of strikes me as a Gene Clark-style song, that kind of pop country rock vibe. Works for me. Great vocals from Stevie that deliver on the melancholy melody. Nice chorus. All in all, a very enjoyable song. Another great collaboration between Stevie and Lindsey, just vocally and in terms of the arrangement. Fourth song, another very nice pop song from Lindsey Buckingham called Book of Love. Catchy as hell. Lush production. Lindsey has become very skilled at building this kind of song in the studio, especially with his layered vocals. He's definitely developing his own style and sound and very creative. You know, the guy's a genius. I think Lindsey Buckingham is a complete genius as a musician and in the studio building these kind of songs. I don't like this as much as Can't Go Back, the previous Lindsey song, but this is very enjoyable, solid work from Lindsey. Song number five on the album from Stevie Nicks called Gypsy. Another Stevie song with a hint of country, but then you get Stevie's weird kind of new age vocal approach. Once again, Lindsey Buckingham really helps bring this song to life in terms of the arrangement, his guitars and his vocals. So nice production, very well crafted song, Stevie and Lindsey working together. Not my favorite song on the record, but I definitely like it. Definitely good. With some lace and paper flowers, back to the gypsy. Last song on side one is a Christine song called Only Over You. A mellow ballad, definitely a skip for me. Too soft rock. No great melodies, no real hooks. I'm definitely flipping this record over after Gypsy.
Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, flipping the record over. Side two opens with a song from Lindsey Buckingham called Empire State. All right, a dose of weirdness, Tusk-style weirdness from Lindsey, but I'm a sucker for it. I think it's fun. I enjoy it. Second song on side two, kind of a boring song, in my opinion, from Stevie Nicks called Straight Back. Sounds like a solo. Sounds like a song that should be on a Stevie Nicks solo album. It's all right, but I would say side two definitely does not open strong.
Dream is just a way, and you will fly like some little wing.
third song on side two. Finally, Christine delivers on this album with a killer pop single called Hold Me. Should have probably been the first song on side two. I wouldn't say probably. This should have been the first song on side two. I'll just say it. Could have even... Why not open the album? Love in Store? The fuck? Open the album with this. All right, fourth song on side two from Lindsey Buckingham called Oh Diane. Kind of a dud. Like I said earlier in the episode, the band members don't seem invested. They really don't. I think it's a miracle they even made another album after this. Fifth song on side two. Well, most of side two has been pretty weak. Well, my favorite song in the album is crammed here. Fifth song on side two, an absolute work of genius from Lindsey Buckingham called Eyes of the World. Amazing acoustic guitar, amazing guitars. This is another one. I could just listen to this as an instrumental and love it. Then you've got the amazing vocal melodies. So a combination of amazing music and amazing vocal melodies makes for a perfect example of why Lindsey Buckingham is one of my all-time favorite artists. This song is absolutely brilliant. A brilliant songwriting and brilliant production and building the song in the studio. But wow, just a great example of Lindsey Buckingham's absolute genius. In the eyes of the world. Monday's children are filled with faith. Tuesday's children are filled with grace. All right, and the album closes with a dud from Christine called Wish You Were Here. And I have to say, this album has its moments. I mean, Can't Go Back and Eyes of the World are amazing pieces of work from Lindsey Buckingham. Book of Love is also great. That's All Right and Gypsy from Stevie are good. It's going to take them 5 years to make another album, and it's probably, like I said, a miracle they even did make another album, because you could tell with Tusk and then Mirage that, and Stevie's got her solo career, so yeah, I mean, the writing was all over the wall. But there's going to be another album with this lineup, and we will talk about it tomorrow.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frunino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.